Country music legend George Jones almost died in a car accident on March 6th. The 67-year-old singer suffered a collapsed lung, a lacerated liver, and developed pneumonia. Jones has recovered and is out and about to enjoy the praise being heaped on the new CD recorded shortly before his accident. It's called Cold Hard Truth. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
You don't know who I am, but I know all about you. I've come to talk to you tonight about the things I've seen you do. I've come to set the record straight. I've come to shine the light on you. Let me introduce myself. I am the cold hard truth.
The cold hard truth about George Jones's new collection is that it's very good indeed, if not quite the masterpiece that it's being hailed as by critics who listen to country music out of duty or when it makes news, as this one did in the wake of Jones's car crash. Cold Hard Truth is Jones's first release for Asylum Records. He spent the past decade on MCA, recording uneven, often sterile CDs that nonetheless sometimes contained a few striking, powerful performances, in which his high-pitched Texas twang pierced the mediocrity of the arrangement or the lyric. I would recommend 1992's Walls Can Fall as Jones's best MCA work. But Cold Hard Truth is a great way for critics and lapsed fans to reacquaint themselves with Jones, since producer Keith Stegall surrounds the singer with the sort of stripped-down accompaniment that showcases his undiminished mastery of phrasing, as on a song called This Wanting You.
I almost wish that I could lose my mind sometime. Then maybe I'd be free of memories you left behind. With every single thought, I hate to face the truth. It's never ending, always there. This wanting you. Will I go?
This is a bad time commercially for country music senior citizens like Jones. Country radio, a generally foul, shallow, trend-following community, promotes young, pretty faces that chirp insipidly happy songs. So it's great that the first single from the album, a tune called Choices, is actually being played and is crawling up the charts as surely as Jones used to crawl the barroom floors he implicitly acknowledges here.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted.
Cold Hard Truth contains a mere 10 songs, skimpy for a CD, but completely standard in the old days of country music released on vinyl. More problematic is the fact that this mere 10 includes a couple of clunkers, like the falsely jaunty You Never Know Just How Good You've Got It. Jones, at his finest, a profound artist of unhappiness, has always been a sucker for cheap novelty songs. He thinks they show a range his truest fans know he doesn't need to demonstrate. But this new CD is still a bargain, if only because it's one of the few new releases to offer pure hardcore country, music that makes no accommodation to rock and roll and is unafraid to be maudlin or weepy.
If you think you can depend on me, you're right, you can. If you think that I'm in love with you, you're right, I
while. But nothing lasts forever. All good things must end, and it's only a matter of time. Day after forever, I'm out that door, one way or the other, to return nevermore. Don't count on me, baby, for after forever, on your own, your own.
George Jones carries a heavy burden. He's one of the last of a vanishing breed. He's had to fight alcoholism. The law found a half-empty vodka bottle rolling around in that car he smashed in March. And he's had to measure himself against the myth he created, first as a solo singer, and then as the difficult, often abusive husband he played in his classic team-ups with Melba Montgomery in the 60s and with real-life wife Tammy Wynette in the 70s. Jones married Nancy Sepulvado, who also now manages him, and he got sober in 1983, only to see his career do a slow fade. Now he's back, and if it took that car crash to get him the publicity that's put him back on the radio, well, a hard luck guy like George ought to know by now, you never know when a blessing in disguise is going to come along.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.